been a very complicated situation that we've seen in the way that the international community has been recognized in Kosovo. I mean, we still, for example, have a UN special representative in Kosovo. But what we've had in the European Union's case is a very strange situation where the international civilian representative who's tasked with overseeing Kosovo's independence has been previously linked with this role of the EU special representative, and that was in Peter Feith, the Dutch diplomat. Earlier this last year, we saw that the two roles were split, and at the same time, the European Union has a liaison office in Pristina. So what we're now seeing is that the two international roles, if you like, have been separated, and the two EU roles have been united. And I think to a lot of people, this makes a lot more sense. It's a better structure. It gives the EU a much stronger position in Kosovo, a more united position in Kosovo. And at the same time, the international civilian representative and that office, I think, is in the process of being closed up. So for all sorts of reasons, this is a much better system and structure that we're seeing now.
So is that how we can understand the words of Catherine Ashton when she said that appointing Mr. Samuels Bogart to this function is a signal of the importance of the region for the European Union?
Absolutely. I mean, it's quite clearly the case that a lot of work needs to be done to improve the situation in Kosovo. And at the same time, of course, we've got to look at ways that Kosovo and Serbia can cooperate with one another and develop contacts. And I think at the moment, we have an interesting situation that quite a lot of pressure can be brought to bear on Serbia. But the European Union has always been in a much, much weaker position with regards to Kosovo. And I think that a number of European decision makers have realized this and realized that the European Union needs to take a center position. Up till now, it's tended to be the United States. But, you know, the future of the entire region is in the European Union, and the European Union needs to take a much more active stance. And so I think this appointment is seen as part of that process.